Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. It would be an understatement to say that these are challenging times, and challenging times call for a new way of thinking. That's why we've added a new weekly podcast to the Seneca Women Podcast Network that focuses on the incredible stories of women entrepreneurs and their businesses. Today, we're thrilled to share with you some insights from the third episode of our new series, Made by Women. You're going to hear from an entrepreneur who has what seems like a dream career. Maribel Lieberman runs a chocolate shop that she built into an international brand. But it's not all roses and chocolate. Like every entrepreneur, she's been through some very tough times. We'll hear not only how she survived, but how she thrived. But first, some backstory. Maribel Lieberman owns what's been called one of the most beautiful stores in New York City, Maribel Chocolates. It sells handmade and artistically packaged candies, cakes, and cocoa. Her amazing chocolates are also a big hit overseas. She has stores in Dubai and Japan with plans for more. It's been an incredible journey to success for a girl from Honduras who started selling sweets in grade school. Along the way, she's learned to pivot when conditions change and when times got tough. One of those times was the 2008 economic crisis. The lessons she learned from those setbacks have given her a practical perspective on the challenges of the COVID crisis. I had the chance to sit down with Maribel to interview her for our new show, Made by Women. Here's a brief preview of what she had to say.
The key in any business is keeping yourself focused. Okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to solve this? And then you concentrate on doing whatever you need to do to survive, you know? I remember in the 2008, the crash of 2008, that I suffer a lot because I do a lot of corporate chocolates for companies. And we had orders, many orders, and they were all canceled. And I remember it was very, very tough. And I remember I had my sister, who was my chef at the time. She says to me, I don't think we're going to make it. And then she starts crying. I said, what are you talking about? Nobody's going anywhere. You know, we're going to solve this. When this pandemic came, I remember 2008, you know, that was the worst for me. I mean, right now it's bad, but for me, 2008 was the worst. But I learned so much from there. And I learned that today I was able to apply what I learned, what to do and what not to do. I think that's the only way that can make you survive, you know? That's the only way. There's always going to be problems, and this is a big problem to solve, you know? This is big. It's easy to say, oh, I'm going to solve this problem. It's not easy to solve the problem, you know? You have to divide that problem in small portions. So, because a problem can be a mountain, you know? But if you divide it in little mountains, then it's not that big.
Maribel can teach us so much about resilience, positivity, and entrepreneurship, and you can hear it all in tomorrow's episode of Made by Women. Learn how she faced the 2008 economic crisis and managed to pivot towards success. Her incredible journey shows what happens when you see challenges as fresh opportunities. So here's something good for today. Know that with focus, you can achieve anything, and any problem, no matter how large, can be solved by breaking it down into manageable pieces. Even the biggest setbacks can provide opportunities for growth. And after you've survived one crisis, you'll be even more prepared to take on the next one in stride. To hear more advice from Maribel and other amazing entrepreneurs, make sure to subscribe to our Made by Women podcast. There you'll get valuable insights from successful entrepreneurs and business lessons you won't get anywhere else. Listen to tomorrow's episode of Made by Women with Maribel Lieberman. And listen to Made by Women every Thursday on iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.